It's Wednesday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds. We almost nailed that.
Yeah.
I wish that we were recording for the, oh shit, we actually.
I forgot my line because we didn't do the normal thing.
We can just do it now.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we have a new intro.
Yeah.
I just want a new one.
Yeah, this one's just not great.
And it's not that Mike Drew doing the intro for us isn't great. He's got a great voice. It's just, it's not us anymore.
And I think, yeah, it has nothing to do with Mike Drew. It was our idea. It went where it needed to go, and it has...
It's run its course.
Yeah, it's over.
I
want a soft punk
song. I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know.
I feel like your definition of punk is much different than mine. What do you mean? Do you want like MGK?
Ska. How about that?
Ska?
I want ska music.
What's... Who is ska? Is ska a person?
No, ska is a genre. I would say it's soft punk. Is ska.
Give me a band for an example.
I don't have one. I've just only recently heard of this term, and so now I'm using it as if I've always known what this term is.
See, the way I know ska is from Futurama, when Zoidberg goes back to his home planet to mate. That's the sound that the males make when they're standing on a hill. They go, ska! And they try and attract a mate.
That was awful. I hated hearing that.
Ska!
Penis.
Speaking of penises, we... no, not speaking of penises. But we have special buttons now. They're labeled, Jack.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to push to...
There's so many choices now.
There's that one.
Penis.
And I got to figure out how to change pages, which I don't know how to do right now. So I'll just do the cricket, which everybody's already heard.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry how loud that was.
That wasn't that loud.
Oh, it was loud over here.
Oh, yeah. You get the nice headphones on. I'm probably pretty loud in your ears right now, aren't I?
You're perfect sounding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
So when I Googled ska musics of the 90s, Sublime, they came up.
Sublime is ska?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, I could handle ska.
Yeah. I think you like ska music. I just didn't know you knew it was called ska.
But it sounds like someone was trying to be mean to the people that like this type of music.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like skids. Call the burnout to the skids, you know, with the skas or something.
Yeah. I really wanted to play another button. Don't know how to do it. It's fine, I guess.
Which button did you want to play?
Honestly, don't know. Oh, I wanted to play the... Ooh,
the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, don't know how to get to it. That's fine.
I got a feeling you're not going to find it.
That's on the same page.
I got a feeling that you're not going to play the I Got a Feeling because you can't find it.
Absolutely.
I got a feeling there's a lot of people that aren't going to catch on to this bit.
Nope. I got a feeling that we're ready to move on into the next part of this show.
I got a feeling you're right.
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo. That's how that goes.
I didn't like that.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was. I feel like mine was closer than yours.
I mean, I wasn't trying. Do you want me to try?
Yeah.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Speaking of embarrassed, recently I've been watching, you know, the TV show Bar Rescue.
Where they rescue bars because they're shitty?
Yeah.
Yes.
So John Taffer comes in to gross bars and he turns them around.
Makes them less gross?
Yeah.
Dude should go to Plums.
Why? Plums is always winning.
Yeah, you're right.
Plums has yet to lose. They're killing it.
Plums is undefeated, man.
So the reason I bring this up is it is the only reality show that I watch.
Is Bar Rescue?
Yeah. And I'm embarrassed to say, by the end, I'm usually in tears. Not tears, but like I'm wandering up like, these people turning their lives around. And I get like emotional watching these people.
I could roll my eyes so hard at that. But I know there's a lot of people that do get emotional for stuff like that. Kristen knows very well that my emotion button is broken. Like,
I mean, I would say mine too, because I can watch the Biggest Loser and be like, good for these fatties.
Good for those fatties.
Don't
their
care
lives
about
around.
Literally saving their lives. But I'm watching these people with their superficial bars that they're saving, and I'm like, good for them. Their families are getting back together. Their business is running right.
It's funny that something like that would get to you.
Yeah. No idea why. So that's what I'm embarrassed about.
You're embarrassed about crying over those?
I'm embarrassed about being emotional over Bar Rescue, yeah.
I think I don't tear up at many things. I teared up one time, well, a couple times when I walked into Fenway. I teared up somewhat recently when, you know what I really teared up during? You've seen Big Hero 6, right?
Yeah. Not in a long time. I've been meaning to watch it again.
I enjoyed that movie. I don't enjoy very many kids' movies, especially now as a functioning adult.
Yep.
Somewhat functioning adult. But that one I actually really liked. But the part where they're in the void and Baymax shoots the kid, I forget the kid's name, back out with his fist, it reminded me so much of Iron Giant when he said, "You stay, I go," and then blasted off into space. I almost cried in the movie theater. There was like 7-year-olds there, and I almost cried.
It has been so long for me to see either of those movies that I don't get those references.
Oh, man. I'll explain it. So Iron Giant, basically the kid falls in love with the big metal giant, and the military comes in and fucks everything up, and then the giant has to blast off into space and go back to his home planet, wherever that is.
That is crazy. I never understood. I didn't know that that movie was about an alien robot. I thought somebody made that robot.
No, alien robot.
That's crazy.
And so at the very end, the kid's crying and the giant goes, "You stay, I go," because that's what the kid said to him when they first met. He was trying to hide him so he could come out and like hang out. And he said, no, "You stay, I go." And that was the last words that the giant said. So then when Baymax did that same shit, it just, like, all of the emotions of me watching that movie hundreds of times as a kid just came right back. So that's one part of my emotion button that is still alive. But other than that, I don't feel things.
Yeah, everything else can go kick rocks.
Kick rocks, bud.
I was watching TV the other day on Pluto TV, and they had this really cool thing that I think they should go further, and I'm going to take 100% credit for it, even though they like planted the seed on it. So they were advertising something with a and you can to get more information on the product, which is like, isn't that what the commercial's for? Give me information on the product. That aside, I had the idea, why don't all commercials put so if you like what they're selling, buy it right there on the spot. Is that not just a genius marketing idea?
That is a pretty good idea.
Like, everybody's shopping from home right now anyway. You're watching TV. Buy it.
It's like a Facebook ad because you can buy stuff right there, except on your TV.
Yep.
You should call somebody and patent that idea.
Yeah.
You can patent ideas, right? That's what patents are for?
I think so. Or is that copyright?
No, copyright is for like art, like artists, like podcasts, music, you know.
Then yes, it's a patent. I have to patent this idea.
You should do that real quick.
Because that's brilliant.
That's actually, you could sell that idea for a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. Write that down. Is that already written down in your notes?
No, and then mail it to myself.
Would you mail it to yourself?
I think you have to have you're supposed to have some sort of government stamp and like a mailing counts for it. I think you're supposed to write it and have it like mailed and sealed so it has like a date. So basically, so I'm not just going, in 1970 I invented.
Well, that's what the patent is for. That's the patent would do that
then
for
the
you.
Copyright you need it mailed. I don't know. But I need to get on this. Is that, that's what we're saying?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think you should sleep tonight until you figure out how to patent something and submit your patent.
Because, so I should cut all of this out?
Well, no, because this is coming out tomorrow, and you're not sleeping tonight until you patent it. So we'll be all right. You'll be all right. Unless you do it under Just Buds Productions. In that case, we will be all right. But that's a million-dollar idea.
Yeah. That's changing the world. That is getting us so much closer to WALL-E.
Wait, what?
Well, you got to think about it. So, WALL-E is capitalization? Capital... What's our government? Capital... Not capitalist? Democ- yeah, capitalist. But like...
Well, it is a democracy, yeah, but technically.
I thought that's how you were going to answer that question. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Not the democracy, it's...
Capitalist,
yeah. So WALL-E is like taking the capitalist thing to the next, like where it'll end up going with buy more, just floating in space.
Buy more. It's like in another.
So I'm saying this is going to, I'm the reason.
You are the capitalist.
I'm the reason we get to buy more floating in space. Because we are just now sitting on our couch, our TV and going, I want
that. I'm being serious, though. Do that. Because you won't be living in Savage, Minnesota for very long if you sell that idea to somebody. Like, oh my God, you'll make so much money.
Yeah. How do I just call Target?
No, you don't call Target. Target's going to steal your idea. You patent this. That is the first step.
Well, I call Target and I go, hello, Target, I have a great idea. But you have to pay me a lot of money first. Before I tell you the idea.
That's not going to work.
It's not going to work? No. They won't trust me?
No, I don't think they'll trust you. I don't think they'll pay you. I don't even think they'll talk. They're going to hang up on you.
Yeah.
That's not going to work for you. I'm going to start looking up how to patent something.
I'm glad you're on board with this. I thought this was a great idea, but I definitely thought you were going to be like, yeah, well, you can just search whatever you want on your Amazon anyway. You don't need... But like... People are making commercials regardless of Amazon and whatnot, so like, why not just put a little now I got it.
Yeah, and then like if it brings you directly to the site, directly to the page, even better, it puts it in your Amazon cart.
Yeah.
Like,
because you know, Google phones for a while, I don't know if they're still doing it, you could hold up your phone camera to somebody and it'll like, scan their clothes or whatever and like show you how much it was and where you can buy it. Why not just like take that to the next step with commercial, get you the Kohl's khakis for $15.99?
Okay, so here's where it's gonna get tricky.
Yeah.
Patents are for inventions.
And I didn't
and think... you didn't invent the but you invented the way it's going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the software running behind the patent.
I don't even think I can patent that. What I basically came up with is the next step in marketing tools. So like, you know how there's just like people that are like, oh yeah. Oh, okay. Here's a great example. My old boss at the movie theater is the first guy to pitch Buffalo Wild Wings, a traveling restaurant. So he's the first guy to bring a basically tailgate Buffalo Wild Wings at like college things or NFL games. He was like driving the trailer around. That was his brainchild.
Okay, but what did he get out of that?
Nothing. He's working in a movie theater.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
So yeah, but like that's my point is like he didn't come up with the idea for the trailer tailgating or any of that, but he figured out how to capitalize on all those things. I didn't come up with a commercial. I didn't come up with a but I'm capitalizing on all three of it.
But you're not getting paid to do that.
Yep. And,
right, but we need you to get paid to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's a damn good idea. I wish I knew how to get someone to pay you for that.
Yeah, thanks. Me too.
And like anyone that does know would just take your idea for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a damn good idea.
Who can we trust? We can trust nobody.
I'm thinking about killing you right now, just so.
You're not leaving this room tonight. Every time we say the idea in this, bleep it out.
Okay.
Just so. Just because I know we're not going to figure it out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to. I'll have some ADD rampage tomorrow and figure it out then.
Thank God. That's what I need in my life is ADD, so I can like.
Why? So you're doing something important, and then you do something less important for an hour and a half,
yeah.
Then realize you just did something less important and yeah. Try and do something important again?
Yeah, like when we were talking about our hats, and you were just, I know you were working, but you were just doing our math, or our hat math instead.
I have a full spreadsheet now. Like, this spreadsheet has all of our taxes, all of our eligible deductions, and now hats and math behind those. Tell me a number of hats and how many you think we can sell, and I can put that in and spit out numbers if we're going to be profitable or not.
And that's what I need, because I don't have the attention span to do that, or the, like, I have the care, I just don't.
You just don't want to? You have the care, just not the will?
Yeah, I don't have the will to do it. Yeah.
I wouldn't wish ADD upon anybody.
Trying to figure out how I want to go about these things.
Well, you did want to review some mead.
All right, so yeah, this week I promised my ex-co-worker, ex-boss, whatever title he wants to be known as. Anyway, I promised them that I would review two more of his meads. One of which was more of a winey kind of, not to say winey. It was more wine-ish than the other one. And he wants my honest opinion, so I'm going to give it to him. It was not my favorite thing that he's made. It was more, citrusy. It was a traditional mead with orange blossom, and I think it was just a little too citrusy. It wasn't for me. I don't know. It was 13% alcohol. It was still really good. Don't get me wrong. It was really good. It was just a little bit more, citrusy than I like from his other things. Wasn't as honey-ish as I liked. That was called the Sun Nectar. Really good, 13% alcohol. Still really good, just not one of my favorites. But this other one, phenomenal. Absolutely incredible. It was called Memories in a Breeze. It's a Viking blood with orange blossom, honey, black cherries, and cinnamon. Wish I could have tasted the cinnamon a little bit more, but oh, this was really good. It was, again, it was like drinking a jam alcohol. It was so good. A bit more strong, this one, 18%. Really good. Loved this one. I think what I've learned with his meads is that I like them to be really sweet. When I think of mead, I think of a honey alcohol. And so that's what I've kind of looked for in the tasting, and these two both incredible. The Sun Nectar, not as sweet and honey forward as I liked the other two, but this Memories in a Breeze, the Viking blood with orange blossom, honey, black cherries, and cinnamon, incredible. Highly recommend. If you guys are interested in the making process or getting a hold of him and maybe trying it yourself, go ahead and follow him on Instagram at Twin Hives Homebrew. Super nice guy. Makes good alcohol. Go check him out, guys. So, spicy foods. We just had some wings, you know, not even half an hour ago. And as I've gotten older, I've noticed that it just doesn't work well with me anymore.
Spicy food?
Yeah. I'm at that point of my life where I'm like, I can't have spicy food past this time. Otherwise, it's going to really irritate my stomach at night. And not in like a poopy way.
Not in a poopy way? That's good to know.
I don't know why, but the word poopy was just really funny.
It's just poopy. Sorry. Play the laugh track. Do we have the laugh track?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. Poopy was really funny to me.
That That one really got you.
It did. But it doesn't get me in the poopy way. It just, it's like the acidic, it burns my stomach and it wakes me up in the middle of the night. It just sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah, so I gotta like watch. Like I can't even have chips and salsa past a certain time. It's just too acidic.
Wow, I would not enjoy being you because I love spicy food.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I did all of the challenges.
True, you did do all of the challenges. Yeah. I just love it. Just it adds something to it.
A little spice. Yeah,
it's really nice. Now, I don't need food to be spicy, but I prefer it to.
And don't get me wrong. Like noon, I'll be fine all day. Literally nothing wrong with me. I won't feel it at all. But past like I'd say 8:30, 9 o'clock, if I have something spicy, it's gonna burn me in the middle of the night. It's gonna wake me up.
How much caffeine do you consume?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. You're not a big coffee guy?
No. I'll go on like short like stints where I'll go like maybe 2 weeks of having coffee and then I'll just stop for a while again.
I used to drink coffee every morning. And then I'd like have caffeine throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Big Red Bull guy. But I've stopped drinking caffeine recently. And I've been sleeping so well. Granted, I have been having strange dreams. Like whatever causes dreams in me is going wild right now. But I've been sleeping amazingly. It's so weird how that happens.
I had the craziest dream like 2 weeks ago. And I've been waiting to tell you.
Do explain.
I was helping you two move into this house. But instead of like Beyonce, you guys had like a really big like iguana, like dragon lizard so type thing.
Something better than Beyonce?
Like it was
like a Komodo dragon?
It was like maybe a big loaf of bread size. And it was like, it was.
What color was it?
I don't know. Brownish green.
Was it like a... it's like iguana sounds right.
Okay. It doesn't matter. And Kristen loved this thing more, like just like she does Beyonce. Basically, take all of you guys' love for Beyonce, insert it into this iguana.
So me very little, her a lot?
Yep. We were taking great care of it. We got you guys all moved in, and... Kristen asked me to go get something, and I stepped on the iguana and killed it.
So it couldn't have been that big.
Like, I'd say my... Okay, so I wear a 13-size foot.
You got big feet.
Yeah. My foot perfectly enclosed on its, like, chest and stomach, and it was so much that, like, I remember this... I have a trouble with this word, and I don't know why, and I have recently found it out from listening back and editing. Specifically... I say it a lot, and I can't say it right.
You should just start calling it specifically.
Yeah. I remember this specifically. It wrapped its, like, as I crunched on it and killed it, it wrapped its legs around my foot, and, like, I felt it in my sleep, and that's where I actually woke up is because, like, it grabbed me.
Now, was this before or after you met Kristen's boss's friend?
This was before.
Okay, I was going to say, because she said you might be a serial killer, like one of those... Mm-hmm. Those murdery guys, and they kill animals. Like, yeah,
but this was an accident,
or was it an accident? You dreamed it. How much of an accident could it have been? You're obviously thinking you want to kill our cat by stepping on it.
No, I like Beyonce, kind of. I like the idea of Beyonce.
I also like the idea of Beyonce. For the longest time, I always like I could think I probably wouldn't be sad if that cat died. But for the first time ever, like, the thought crossed my mind of this cat's going to die sometime. And I actually felt kind of sad. I was like, I don't want the cat to die.
Yeah. Beyonce is cool. She's just not cool.
She's fun to pet. If you can. She does some funny things. She's kind of cute. But that's about it.
I mean, that's a lot. What else can you ask from a pet?
To be grateful. She lives in this house rent-free. I feed her every day.
Fair. Yeah, so I just wanted to...
You just wanted to get that out there?
Yeah, I thought... I wanted to tell that story with Kristen on, but... It Never Felt Right on the Bumble episode.
I wanted to go over the stages of Drunk Kristen with Kristen on, but that also didn't feel right on the Bumble episode.
Yeah, I guess she's going to have to be on again. Or you can do it on a Married Life, if that ever comes back.
That would be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Because then she could refute everything.
So I think this will wrap it up today, this last topic. Before last time we met, in between that week gap, I went to a Green Day concert.
Yeah, you were going to tell me about the Super Mega Tour?
Yeah, Hella Mega Tour.
Hella Mega Tour.
Yep. Wicked fun.
Wicked pissa?
Don't know about that. It was a great show.
Weezer played first, right?
Yep, so it opened with a band called The Interrupters. I know nothing about them except for the lead singer's name is... I'm going to go with Amy. I think that actually might be right. It's Amy Interrupter. Great last name.
That is a great last name. Yeah. I bet she interrupts people a lot. You know what's...
You just interrupted me to say that. Did you know that?
I did know that. I did it on purpose.
Okay, cool.
I think opening acts are a lot of fun to see sometimes, especially if they're kind of good. One that I remember specifically, is the very first band that we saw play at Warped Tour. We weren't even... You were with me, but Cole was with us too. It was the year that like all the guys went.
Yeah.
We didn't even go to the stage. We just saw them from across the... I don't know what to call it. The venue?
The field.
Sounds so weird for a concert, but we saw them from across the field. There was like 22 people in the crowd, and the skinniest dude in the entire world was the front man, and he was going nuts. Like, he was so excited to be on the big stage, and I just remember he had his shirt off and super skinny tight jeans, and he goes, "Mini fucking Apples! Let's go!" And then the band started playing behind him. He was doing like weird dance moves and stuff. And he was just having the time of his life in front of 22 people.
Little did he know we were in Shakopee.
Yep. The band's name was Plague Vendor. I don't know if they're still a thing or not.
I don't even remember this.
I know Cole Kirchhoff remembers it.
Yeah, so it started off with The Interrupters. They weren't great. They did the only song I knew of theirs. They did a cover, which wasn't even theirs. They did a cover of Billie Eilish's Something. Didn't really like it. I don't like her original. I didn't like their cover. It was a meh.
Extremely overrated.
What really bummed me out was that, so we went with Joey's sister and Joey's brother-in-law.
Right.
Martin Joseph, Joey Richardson. And for the first like two or three Weezer songs, we were sitting up in the bar restaurant area. And I was focused. Like, I paid a lot of money to watch the three bands. So I'm paying attention to this, and they're catching up on life. Like, do that on your own time.
Do that on the drive-in.
We didn't drive together.
But do that on the walk to your seats.
Yeah. So, like, I'm here. And I'm like, this is where I want to be in my seats. Like, we were, it's called the Truly on Deck or whatever. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to be down there. We have... For like row 109, it's like one of the first sections that was opened up, maybe two over, because we had a pretty good angle of them, and we were row 19. So like we were
decently close.
Yeah, we were right. We were as close as you can get in the bleachers, basically. And so they started playing Beverly Hills, and like, okay, it's time. They're playing their hits. These are the songs that of Weezer that I'm gonna know, that you guys are gonna know. It's time to go down. We go down. They play maybe two or three more songs that I recognized. They get off. This is like 6:30 at night, so like it's still pretty light out. Kind of a bummer. It was what it was.
A little weird, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was good for, I think, Weezer. They're such a lighthearted, like, ska band.
Is Weezer also ska?
I don't think
they're the same as Sublime.
Yeah, I don't think that Weezer is ska. So that was whatever. Then the middle band was Fall Out Boy.
Oh, I forgot Fall Out Boy was there. Super overrated, by the way.
A lot of fun to see. Don't know very many of their songs. Great pyrotechnic, like the...
I believe it.
Light it up, 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 up. Like on all of the ups, they had like side stage fires going up, so it was like crazy. And then it was, I'm on fire, and on the fire of the bassist's guitar had like a flamethrower coming out. It was really cool.
Theatrics, yeah. Love it.
It was a lot of fun to see the band like that. By that time, it was dark out, so like everything was just over the top, fire and fun. They get done. By this time, there's a guy in front of us who is just super drunk and super into punk and just ska music in general. And so he was a blast to be with. He was like turning around and talking to Joey and I, and just like rocking out, singing with us. And he was like high five and like, yeah, it's a great song. And they killed it. And we're like, yeah, they did. and I'm warning everybody around me. I'm like, if Green Day is as half as good as Fall Out Boy was, this shirt's coming off. Like, I'm getting into it. And so, you know, we're just chit-chatting in the intermission portion. And we're talking about, like, how bands, like, the big bands these days are basically just cover bands. Like, Kiss has almost none of their original cast. Leonard Skinner is basically all has-beens. Like, that's a complete cover band at this
time.
So
you mean all of the bands in the 70s aren't together 50 years later?
Yeah. And then we started talking about Queen, and we were like trying to figure out who took Freddie Mercury's place. And the words I was saying, Queen, 2 seconds later, Bohemian Rhapsody plays over the big speakers. Everything like this is the beginning of Green Day's set, is they start playing Bohemian Rhapsody. And I just go, fuck the universe. What are the odds that random ass, like not random, but like what are the odds that I say Queen and they boom, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody was Queen's song, but I think,
yeah,
you said Kiss.
Okay. No. Yeah. We were talking Kiss.
And then Queen.
Leonard Skinner, then Queen.
And then Bohemian Rhapsody came on.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck the universe.
Fuck the universe. So at that moment, I mean, we're already broed up. We're like, fuck. And then that goes on. They're like, fuck, man, that's so cool. You're a wizard. How did you do that? I'm like,
you're a wizard,
fuck
Harry.
The universe. That's how I did it. And we're jamming out to Bohemian Rhapsody together. And Carly, Joey's sister, goes, you going to headbang with me? I'm like, I'm going to headbang with you. I don't know what part she's exactly talking about.
You don't know what part of Bohemian Rhapsody to headbang to?
I mean, I started headbanging one portion too soon, which I felt like it was a good point, but I headbanged twice to the song. So
there is one specific part that you need to do it to.
Well, I did it to that part.
Okay.
So that was super cool. And then right after that, they go into the Ramones.
Let's go.
And, that, you know, we're just hype as fuck for all this. And as the not in key, never knows the true things about music kind of guy I am, they did their last I.O., and I went one more, hey, and three people, like two people in front of the row in front of me, not associated with the drunk guy that we're hanging out with, start laughing at me. The person next to me goes, you're two. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
I'm having a good time.
Let's go.
Do you know what that song is called? The Ramones one?
Are you quizzing me? Or?
Yes, I'm quizzing you.
Something Backstreet?
No, but you did get the letter B correct.
Oh, awesome. What is it?
Blitzkrieg Bop.
Blitzkrieg Bop. That's right. Yeah, so like that's going, and then it's kind of led into a downer of a song. They mixed...
Well, they had their intro theme after that.
Oh, yeah, the bunny came out.
And I love rock and roll, Blitzkrieg Bop, and We Will Rock You.
Yeah. Okay, you're kind of ruining it. It's fine, Jeffrey. Just read their whole entire set list and just fuck my stories.
That was just their intro. You said it was a downer. That doesn't sound like a downer.
No, yeah, but they mixed We Will Rock You and I Love Rock and Roll together, and it didn't really...
Didn't work?
Yeah, because people were wanting to do the... there was definitely a group of people that wanted to sing I Love Rock and Roll, and there was a group of people that were trying to sing We Will Rock You, and like nobody knew when it was going to mesh, and so it just wasn't working. It felt really just off. And then American Idiot, of course, they just like they didn't do this, but it felt like they just came out of rockets. Like, they just shot onto the stage. We were like American Idiot time with fireworks and everything. Fireworks did happen. They did not get shot out of
rockets. They didn't
get
shot out of cannons?
No.
How much of the set list do you actually remember off the top of your head?
Very little of it.
Okay, I was going to say, because you've got them all right so far.
Yeah.
You're 4-4.
There's definitely probably a middle four that just are out of my brain.
Well, if you remember the 17 after the middle four, I'll be impressed. They played a long-ass set. That must have been a good show.
It was an absolute incredible show. Right after American Idiot, I took my shirt off. I'm like, this is fucking incredible.
Awesome.
it was the best arena show I've ever been to. It was absolutely incredible. I was headbanging my head off. My neck hurt. How many songs did they play?
Including all the intro ones?
Yeah.
24.
My neck hurt by song 15. Like, I'm just rocking out. And I thought I broke my neck. Straight up, the next day, it was so sore. I was like, I broke my neck. Like, we'll wait it out before I have to go get an MRI, but I think it's broken. This hurts so bad.
Definitely done that before.
I couldn't sleep. I was like laying on my back, just like trying to just like fall asleep. Like, I even did your stupid
little. It's not stupid. It works.
It's stupid. And I'm like, I can't fall asleep. My neck hurts so bad. Like, it was a wreck, but it was so much fun.
I'm always okay with the neck hurting feeling. Like, it hurts really bad, but it's like, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it.
He did. Now, tell me if this is something you've kind of encountered. Do you think they've gotten rid of encores and they just play their last song, band takes a bow, basically walks off and does their own, like, one last song?
They, as in, like, everybody?
Yeah, I feel like the last couple bands or concerts that I've gone to, they play their song. They play, so the last two songs. The last one is Good Riddance, and then one after
Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. They played Jesus of Suburbia before that, which is like a 10-minute song.
So in my head, after that song, they took a bow, said goodnight, and then Billy came out with a acoustic guitar and did Good Riddance as a like encore. Thank you, we're done. And I feel like the last couple bands or concerts I've gone to, that's kind of what they do. They do one song, say goodnight, thank you, walk off, and then come back on their own to play a quote-unquote encore song.
Well, I know you don't know all the songs that A Day to Remember played when we saw them, but they did a pretty sweet encore. They left after 16 songs, but after like one of their
I can't remember the crowd chanting encore or like calling them back.
I believe it was, I want to say, so they came out in acoustic and did their slow song, and then they walked back off, and then they came back and did like one of their most popular songs, and then walked back off again, and I believe everyone started chanting one more song, and they came back and played the plot to bomb the panhandle, which is just a crazy hype song.
Maybe I just got a concussion during that and I missed it.
Very possible. Yeah. It was a heavy concert. That was honestly, I've been to a lot of shows. That might have been the best show I've been to.
Like, that's because of the company.
Definitely, yeah. The just the pure energy that they brought to the stage was crazy. It was so much fun, which is why I will be going again.
I wish I would have paid for pit tickets for Green Day. I bet you that would have been another $120 minimum, but that would have been a worthy concert to go to.
The one thing I've noticed with bigger shows, and especially with like older, I mean, not classic, I guess Green Day's
at this
kind
point
of a
they're classic
band,
yeah.
But even at a Foo Fighters show, they play some pretty heavy shit, but the pit, like, because of the age of the people that are in there, doesn't really get wild.
Yeah, they're not pitting. They're not moshing. They're not moshing, yeah. Which is perfect. That is the pit experience I want to be in. Like, I want to be up close on, like, be able to touch the stage and, like, high-five Billy and not have to feel like I'm going to get tossed around to do it.
I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't getting tossed around.
Like, rock out. Throw your fists up and just bang out, man.
I do that anyway. It's just as I'm getting moved with the crowd.
I will say, Billy called up. So he did the classic Dave Grohl thing. He called somebody up to play a song with them.
Oh, let's see. Was it Longview?
I couldn't tell you. He told him he has to play three chords, and if you can't do that, don't come up.
It was probably Longview. Yeah.
Kid killed it. Like, he didn't just play. I mean, granted, the kid was probably between the ages of 17 and 21. Like, he wasn't a kid, but, like, he was killing it. He was in all black with the red pinstripe
tie.
Like, he was perfectly, like, he was ready for Green Day. Killed it. He did the, like, above the head, behind, like, he was, you know, he's rocking out like a rock star.
He was ready for it.
Yeah. And he goes, and Billy, once the song was over, he goes, you know, put that guitar down. The only way you can leave the stage is if you stage dive. So he goes, and do it. And the kid backs up and runs. And you can, the camera guy got it perfect. He jumps, and he either missed or the people in front of him didn't catch him.
Oh, no.
There's, like, this short girl in the front and this, like, big burly dude in the, like, front and behind her. They did not. He didn't serve for nothing. He went straight down.
Oh, that's horrible. I actually remember that. I saw Green Day when they came after they put out their 21st Century Breakdown album.
Yeah.
We were in, like, sixth grade, I think. And that was my first concert, actually. I went to that concert, and he did the same shit there. He pulled someone up on stage, made him stage dive off, pulled someone else up, had him play a song, dive off. They put on a good show.
Yeah. I would see them again.
I'd hope they'd... I don't know if I would want to see him in a stadium. I'd like to see him... I mean, XL is fine, but...
Well, I saw them at Target Center, so does that count?
Field. You saw them at Target Field. Target Field. That's a stadium.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get anything smaller anymore. Mm.
No, they were ridiculous from the get-go. You know what else is ridiculous? How good Elmar's pizza is.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Just got to get that in there. Thank you, Mr. Elmar. Thank you, Tanner Burns.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you for all of our listeners and your overwhelming support that we always feel no matter what.
Do we want to drop hat nuggets, or we want to wait till we get that figured out?
I think a hat nugget, just like we just said, is a nugget enough.
Awesome.
Eat some Nibble? Pizza, think about buying a hat, and go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Whoa. Poor San Diego, man.
That's from a movie.
Live, love, laugh. I was going to end it right there, but I figured, we should probably plug ourselves.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on social media.
Yep. Twitter is @Jack_and_Jeff.
Facebook is Just Buds Official.
Instagram is Just Buds Podcast.
We're on a whole bunch of podcasting stations. Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Anchor, Breaker, Player FM, Himalaya. You know, all of them.
Microwave.
Toaster?
I noticed last week, or maybe in the past couple weeks, we've been plugging anchor.com. That's not the website.
No, it's not anchor.com. Don't go to anchor.com. Why would you do that?
It's anchor.fm.
/just-buds-podcast.
Which is in the description of every episode. So just click more, click on the link.
anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast.
And if you have any business inquiries, comments, questions, concerns, emails at just4buds@gmail.com.
That's the number four.
Okay, Jeffrey, just step on my line.
Interrupting.
Thanks, Amy. Leave 5-star reviews.
On iTunes.
Yep. And comments are nice there, too.
Yeah, and interact with us on Facebook.
And this really fizzled out. So
a little bit.
Remember, guys, everything's going to play with the bud.
This is Jack and Jeff signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.